This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984. Is
John in Wisconsin, then Tom in Oregon, then Morgan. Bring it to everybody.
The Alex Jones Show.
And we've got, of course, Dr. Corsi. He's our guest riding shotgun a little bit in the next hour with us. Dr. Stone's going to be joining us as well and taking calls and breaking some of the new news here. But good things are happening. There's not just forces of evil, but they are clearly preparing the assassination of Trump. You can say that. They've got COG ready. They're going to claim that all the Republicans that got elected are defunct. That's been announced by the establishment. And really try to then shut down the free press and sew up the country. That's why I said that when you're faced with globalists working with Muslims and communists, beating up protesters nationwide yesterday, and you're faced with the outside foreign-owned media saying civil war, kill conservatives, to defend the Republic against this outside threat, if they don't back down, I think that the president's going to have to declare his own emergency and move against these people criminally, Dr. Corsi. That's standard procedure.
Well, you know, the whole issue is that Donald Trump has got control of an enormous power in his president. And if he doesn't counterattack, if he doesn't change the narrative, if he doesn't get this Russian meme off the table, there's an easy way to do it. Pardon Flynn, and now Mueller's got no target to go after. Don't make any doubt about it. Mueller's game right now is to develop an indictment, a criminal indictment of Kelly, which will keep the Russian narrative. General Flynn can be indicted criminally. We'll spend the rest of this year talking about Russian collusion or Trump's obstruction. It'll be changed into, remember, when the left lost on global warming, it became climate change. Well, when they lost on Russian collusion, it's going to morph into Trump obstructing
justice. Well, they said that 2 weeks ago. They said it's now about criminal stuff, not about Russia. When they're the ones involved in espionage, let's go to John in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Dr. Corsi, it's a pleasure being able to talk to you. I got to tell you about Seth Rich. I think what was going on is that he was ready to dump another data dump to WikiLeaks, and they followed him, and whoever he was supposed to pass it to was warned off, and I don't know about you, but every computer geek I know uses flash drives. I bet you he had it on a flash drive in his pocket. That's why nobody found anything missing on him except the flash drive. Now, either they got the flash drive or he threw it away.
Well, the evidence that he was the leaker is overwhelming, and the fact that he was executed is overwhelming. Nothing was taken, and it's clearly gotten to the family. Dr. Corsi?
Well, and I think it was taken with a thumb drive because Podesta had left his Apple ID and password with his staff. All you need to do is get that. I'm sure he used the same password as run or something or other. And you could have easily gotten into his Gmail server. I'm sure he never erased any of his Gmail emails. And all you had to do is put a thumb drive in and download them all. It was an easy inside job. And even President Trump talked about it as being a leak for WikiLeaks, not a hack. Guccifer 2 did not hack those files. He was hacking the whole computer, so the NGA VAN system, which was the voter and donor data, not the emails. It's obvious Seth Rich, an inside job, was responsible.
Hillary lost the election, not the Russians. They didn't win the election. Hillary lost it. They're losers, and they can't stand it. Anything else, John?
Yeah, take that Owen did about being in touch with a woman that was uncorroborated.
Sure, sure. We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, let him go.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
It's hiding in plain view. They've had the Atlantic Monthly call for it, the Washington Post, New Yorker Magazine, all the establishment publications. They've worked themselves into a frenzy. They had the Washington Post come out this weekend and admit they lie about Trump. They say he deserves it. He's a bad guy. The New York Times comes out and says Comey never said Trump said stop the investigation. They say that he did say that, despite the fact that we have the videos of Comey saying that Trump never told him stop the investigation. They have reached levels of North Korean lies, North Korean state-run media lies. I've studied dictatorships because they're so interesting and so horrible. And usually even the most out-of-control Romanian Ceausescu nightmares don't go this far. I mean, Pravda was the absolute standard of deception. No news or no truth in Pravda. And the Russians make jokes about it now, saying our media is worse than Pravda, because they know Pravda was horrible. So we've now reached a level so epic, I don't know what to say. And the fact that they sent Kelly here, who totally lied, said it wouldn't be a hit piece, and the whole thing was five times asking the same question over and over again, and then putting a promo piece out that's totally edited, is going to be absolutely incredible. It shows they're going after all of Trump's allies. They are preparing everybody, I believe, to assassinate President Trump. I mean, they're saying kill him everywhere. Time Warner is sponsoring plays where Trump is murdered. The media is pushing Kathy Griffin saying, you know, kill Trump. The New York Times, the Washington Post have their writers call for killing Trump. Fareed Zakaria hails Trump assassination. That's the headline. That's up on Infowars.com. So we'll be going to your calls, O'Brien, Sam, Morgan, Tom, and Stephen. I'll at least get to you guys. And riding the shotgun for the rest of the hour is Roger Stone. We're getting ready to expand very soon. We're hiring extra crew, putting in the new studio. Stone having a show, others having a show, roundtable broadcast, you name it. Very exciting, because the info war is exploding. The people are waking up, and the establishment knows that. But now we have this new person from the Enron investigation and others that they're bringing on to Mueller's investigation. Why isn't Comey getting investigated for perjury? Why isn't Comey getting investigated for criminal leaking? Why isn't Loretta Lynch getting investigated for admitting that she engaged in obstruction of justice? What is the deep state creeping around and doing? This is amazing. They seem so confident, so brazen, to try to whip up and condition the public for the assassination of Donald John Trump, who has killed TPP, who has killed the carbon tax, with our economy coming back roaring. I mean, this is just, you can't help but admire Trump, but then he's not doing the fireside chat. He's not attacking enough. Does he know the great peril he's in? And what happens if they do kill Trump? I don't believe all their preconditioning of his assassination, their foreshadowing, their prelude, their conditioning, their psychological inoculation. I don't believe it's going to float. I believe it will supercharge the populist movement. Their attempt to come in and shut us down, that will come after that attack, obviously, is going to cause an explosion of awakening. I mean, this is just shows the same arrogance they had with Hillary, running that vicious, demonic corpse against Trump in the campaign and all the fake polls. Roger Stone, what say ye?
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. The level of falsehood in the media today is unlike anything that I have seen. Yesterday's New York Times has a chart, which is a breakdown of how seven Trump associates have been linked to Russia. Reading yours truly, it says the prominent informal advisor to Trump has said he knew in advance about the release of Russian hacked documents by WikiLeaks. I have never said anything whatsoever. I never spoke about hacked documents or hacked emails. It goes on to say that this was perfectly legal communications, I claimed, through communications with Julian Assange. I never said I had a direct communications with Julian Assange. So the Times is now 0-3. Lastly, they say I exchanged direct messages with Guccifer 2.0, an online figure linked to Russian intelligence, well, linked by the deep state, but not linked by anybody who can look at it objectively. The Times does correctly point out at the very bottom of the article that I had contact with him 6 weeks after the hacking of the DNC documents. So part and parcel, I don't know who wrote this, somebody from the Democratic staff of the House Intelligence Committee. I can tell you now what the status of my testifying is. I insist on testifying in public that they denied me that opportunity. They have offered in return to let me testify in private with a transcript being released, you'll love this part, Alex, at some point in the future. So in other words, you would go testify behind closed doors. They would come out and misrepresent what you said. They would savage you while you sat around with your thumb in your ear waiting for the actual transcript. This is not what I had in mind.
All right, your Skype's breaking up a bit, but it's starting to clear up. So I want you to repeat that this is big breaking news with Roger Stone. They've been saying you're a Russian agent for over a year with no proof. They've been caught lying at every front. Of course, as a journalist, he reached out to WikiLeaks and Guccifer. The media was all reaching out for him. I had CNN calling here, you know, a year ago saying, do you know Guccifer? How do we get in touch with him? I'm like, no. This just goes on and on and on. And you got hit with polonium. They tried to kill you. They tried to run you over because they want a dead man they can pin it all on. You've been begging to publicly testify. And now they say you can testify in secret. And someday we might release a transcript. Just like Comey, who we all said was probably the leaker, releases this fake memo, lets them lie about what's in it for over a month, and then is forced to come out and admit that Trump never ordered him to block the investigation because he knew that would show he perjured himself on the May 3rd congressional testimony. So they are so transparent. They are so obvious. How much danger are we in of them winning?
Well, Alex, I think many Trump supporters were jubilant last week because
I'm going to put you on hold. When it's this bad, just a default case I'm not here, we'll go to telephone. We'll still have Skype with Stone, so we'll see him, but we'll go to telephone. So that's the default when Skype's that bad. We're doing some training today with a new great crew. So that's a default at that point. When something breaks up for more than 2 minutes, you just go to a phone call. We're doing training today as we expand here. Rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated. We've never been better, never been expanding more, thanks to our listeners' prayers and financial support and the great affiliates out there. This is incredible, Dr. Corsi, that they continue to, like you said, they're never going to stop the meme. They're going to keep hammering this thing. They've had congressional hearings saying, I'm a Russian agent. And Hillary said, as you know, 2 weeks ago, I advised the Russians. So she actually said, I'm the super mastermind in her full 5-minute clip. She says, oh, the Russians aren't smart enough to come up with Americana stuff. It's InfoWars. And then they get it from him. And then it comes back to the United States. So I am now, I'm not kidding, the mastermind. What a load of manure.
Alex, I think you've got to look at this from a disinformation propaganda techniques perspective. First of all, the mainstream media right now has, and backed by the intelligence deep state, Trump's on trial. Doesn't know it, but he's being impeached right now. And the accusation is that he's colluded with the Russians, and this is all Russian propaganda. Trump is encouraging, and you're an agent of the Russian propaganda. And if they don't impeach him, if they can't impeach him, remember, nothing that comes out in defense of Trump is ever going to be reported by the mainstream media. Comey's lies, the fact that Mueller is going to go after Flynn. We don't have Loretta Lynch being investigated. Hillary Clinton was given a pass.
And so it doesn't matter that Comey fell on his face pathetically. None of that will be reported. That's why listeners must get the articles at InfoWars that show the clips out to everyone. Roger, you got cut off. Repeat that now that we have better audio. You're saying they now say, okay, you can testify in secret, and maybe someday after we kill you, we might release it.
Not only that, Alex, but they propose to have 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats as opposed to the entire panel. I noticed that Senator Sessions' testimony today is in public, and I think I should therefore be allowed to testify in public. After all, they smeared me in public. They made misstatements about my relationship with WikiLeaks or lack thereof. Let me pick up on the key point here, because I think last week many key Trump supporters were jubilant over the fact that Comey's testimony was so self-damaging, that he revealed himself as a leaker, that he didn't lay a glove on the president in terms of collusion. But mark my words, with Robert Mueller, the fix is in. This guy is a neocon Bush-era errand boy. He was Comey's direct boss at the FBI, the FBI director prior to Comey, and we now know he met with Comey to coach him on his testimony last week. He's hired this fellow Andrew Weissman, from the Department of Justice, the Bush-era Department of Justice. This guy is the executioner. Make no mistake about it, regardless of the facts, Mueller is part and parcel of the effort to take down Trump. This fight is not over. It's just beginning.
Yeah, folks thought Trump winning the election, all go to sleep. No, no, they're going to come in with pure authoritarianism now. We're in a fight for our lives, all of us.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, final segment with these two gentlemen. I'll continue with your calls. Our reporters are going to be in studio. I watch footage from all over the country, but I also watch the footage that they shot of people in communist uniforms and Islamic garb beating men, women, and children and reporters over the head with clubs. The state police here in Austin would just stop them from beating. And they've got them with their own clubs attacking the police. We're going to have some of the boil down of those hours of footage here for you. I'll describe it for radio listeners. But here's why this hit so hard before I finish up with Roger Stone and Dr. Corsi. Here's the really bad news. Trump loses travel ban ruling in appeals court. folks, the law is so clear. The president can ban people from countries, period, if he wants. Look at all the other nations that do it. We have seven countries, total fell states, where the imams issue the passports, places like Somalia and Libya. And the Fourth Circuit agreed with the Hawaiian court and the Ninth Circuit and said, quote, he violated the Constitution's ban on government establishment of religion, the First Amendment. So the government's running religion in this country. The IRS is controlling it, not supposed to do it under the First Amendment. You have a political religion like Islam, failed states, the president bans it, and they're using the First Amendment that guarantees the right to religion and says you can't have government-established religion to bring in Islam that is a government of the establishment of religion that says Sharia law will overwrite the Constitution and will not accept other religion. It's like bringing cancer in and saying because we're anti-cancer. I mean, the courts, the system, they're all against Trump. He has stopped 43% of the illegals coming in. But you talk about a government in total mutiny against this president. I want to get Roger Stone's take on that, and then we'll let him go. I appreciate him popping in today. Roger Stone, your take on this, any other tidbits?
Well, Alex, you raised a very good point. It was Mr. Mueller who was in charge of removing all of the references to Islamic jihad and terror from the FBI training materials. And he even issued a public apology to CARE for being insensitive. If this doesn't prove that Mr. Mueller is part of the problem, I don't know what does. We also know that Mr. Mueller, as the FBI director, warned Georgia Congressman Bob Barr, stop asking questions about Waco, to back off on the questions of why the government assaulted the compound on Waco. This guy is a neocon errand boy, and the job they assigned him is taking down Donald Trump.
Is he a Wahhabist like Brennan? I mean, why are all our leaders under the control of radical Muslims?
I don't think so. I don't know Mr. Mueller's religion, but he is most clearly an establishment darling, appointed by George W. Bush to head the FBI.
Sure, but why did he remove all references to radical Islam from the FBI and not let him go after him at San Bernardino? I mean, he's known as the protector of radical Islam.
Yeah, because that's the politically correct position, and that was the position of the Obama administration. Islam is a religion of love, Alex. Didn't you know that? It's
all
a religion of love and peace.
Hey, I want to get you and Corsi here later in the week. We got to get some stuff done, some contracts done for you to get on board and some planning. But I wanted to get you both here together. There's also some big stuff going on, as you know, with a lot of heavy hitters. So can you guys talk later today about getting you here at the same time to actually not just go on air, but get some stuff done?
Certainly, we can figure that out. Let me leave it at this, which is, Alex, they're going for our king. They're going to try to take out our king.
And then they're coming after us after.
But we know that Barack Obama's administration oversaw the wholesale unconstitutional wiretapping of millions of Americans, perhaps as many as millions. We must go for their king. I don't know what Jeff Sessions is waiting for, but he needs to impanel a grand jury for Ms. Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, the president himself. What did Barack Obama know, and when did he know it?
That's right. Trump has to go on total offense now, or they're going to kill him just like they do in the play, killing Julius Caesar. They're celebrating it. They're preparing it. And it's going to bring in a violent civil war. We must stop it. Thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Great to be here. Many thanks, Alex.
We only got a minute 10 left. Corsi, final comment.
Well, I will be in touch with Roger, and we'll figure out a date to get down to Austin. But here's the issue. You've got to look at this whole thing is that the deep state is planning an assassination. They're desensitizing the public with this assassination play, with the Kathy Griffin beheading. Alex, you've got to be taken out or made to be seem to be a Russian agent. And that's what Megyn Kelly's assignment was. Yeah, you don't think she came on her own initiative. So this is an assignment. This is deep state. This is the entire backing of the inner forces within the government that are opposing Donald Trump. And he better learn to use the power of the presidency now, fire Priebus, get rid of the Obama and Clinton carryovers and start using the Department of Justice and the FBI to
absolutely
go after
he needs Clinton to execute order number 66. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Corsi. We'll have our members of the crew in studio who face the Muslim hordes with the communists as they attack
the
citizens.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
If anyone was on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt it in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Jones.
It's fun.
Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
And Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a great man.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.
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 You watch InfoWars?
The InfoWars.
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 InfoWars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And I'm very honored to be taking the main enemy attacks, along with President Trump, trying to restore the republic, get our economy turned back on, and have religious freedom. Here's the deal. There's more than 60 Muslim countries, and on average, those Muslim countries are 95%+. It's almost 96. Anybody can look this up. Percent Muslim. And you know why? A lot of them are 99.9% because they'll kill your butt if you're not Muslim. In fact, if you're not Shiite or Sunni, they'll kill you. If it's a Shiite country, they'll kill you if you're Sunni. If it's a Sunni country, they'll kill you if you're Shiite. In fact, the Shiites, on average, are a little bit more tolerant than the Sunnis. Of course, it's Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabists and the Sunnis that are taking over. Our elites are publicly allied with them and take huge amounts of money from them. Brennan, former CIA director, converted to Wahhabism, lived in Saudi Arabia for over a decade. Mueller, of course, ruled the FBI under Obama and said that no one will call it radical Islam while he's there and took it out all the training manuals. He said the real threat is returning veterans and gun owners. Those are in the actual manuals. And so that's why this is so devastating. Just came out about 15 minutes ago. It dovetails with why Owen Schroyer and Rob Dew, our great reporters, are here in studio with us. The InfoWars Nightly News Director and, of course, Owen Schroyer, both out on the ground in Austin at the anti-Sharia law demonstrations that happen globally, mainly by victims of Islam. A lot of diverse people, a lot of Africans who've been killed or family members that have been killed from Africa were actually out there. They know the fear. Indonesians, Indians from India, 140 million Indians, not 1.4. Gosh, that's a big number, but it's 140 million Hindus killed by our religion of love. Trump loses travel ban ruling in appeals court. And get ready for this. A second federal appeals court on Monday ruled against President Trump's revised travel ban. It's totally in law the president can do this. The decision from the United States Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, that's overturned 80%+ of the time, was the latest in a string of court rulings rejected by the administration's efforts to limit travel from several predominantly Muslim countries. Yes, failed states that don't even have working airports like Somalia. The administration has already sought a Supreme Court review. It's like saying, we take folks unvetted from caveman land. The administration has already sought a Supreme Court review of a similar decision issued last month by the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Virginia. The new ruling affirmed a March decision by Judge Derek K. Watson from the federal court in Hawaii. Judge Watson blocked major parts of the revised order, saying it violated the Constitution's ban on government establishment of religion. It says Congress shall make no law affecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or freedom of the press or the right to peaceably assemble or to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's the big number one, baby. It does. It also says the Constitution, the president can control who comes in and who can't if they're not citizens. It's in the country. It's citizens. For the Hopi Indians can take mescaline. God bless them. You can't because it's illegal, but it's part of their religion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about failed states where they sell women on slave blocks at auctions, where they're selling tens of thousands of women and children a month out of Libya since our government overthrew it with Hillary. She came, she saw, he died. They are literally bringing in a group that wants to overtake any freedom of religion or not, blow up little kids, shoot up gay nightclubs, throw people off buildings, and they're saying because they have a right to religion, they have a right to come here with their murderous political Islam that says we will kill everybody that isn't part of our Islam from the most radical, wait till there's more terror attacks. This is in, and then meanwhile, this weekend, all over the country, throwing piss at people, beating them up, attacking my reporters, hitting them. The police would just come over and just stop them, wouldn't arrest them. This is incredible, the tolerance, while they say, kill our president everywhere. My heavens, this is incredible, gentlemen.
Well, and Alex, all these countries, too, they found them in Libya, they found them in Syria, where they're making their own passports. They're making fake passports to send these people
because
over.
The airports are all bombed out hellholes.
Exactly. So you have these failed
here,
states.
I am your imam. Yeah, here it is. You are good. G-O-O-D, Habib. Like, Habib, Habib, here you kill them, infidel.
it just makes you wonder what planet these people
you
are.
Get passports here. Kill infidel. You get passports here. Kill him.
Oh.
Blow up Manchester.
But I'm 33. I'm 33-year-old man.
No. You 16-year-old boy. Your name, boy. Sign name here.
Thank you.
Your name, boy.
Thank you. 16.
Oh, we love you, Obama. Sorry.
You're going ridiculous. I can't believe this has gone through two.
Wait,
of these
you need passport?
Are these nice circuit court?
We come to your country, get your women, coffer, infidel. You want one?
Yeah,
let me see. You with beard. You 7-year-old boy. Year old boy. Here.
Seven and a half.
7-year old. You signed? Here your passport signed by Imam.
Can I get
let me wipe ass in Islam. Here. Here is your stamp. Sign name, boy.
I was
7-year-old boy.
20, with me and my 20 friends here. All 30-year-old men.
All 5-year-old boy.
I'm coming to the U.S.
I think the proper response to this, Alex, is, I guess, gallows humor. But how about the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton comes out in response and says, you know what? The blood is on their hands. So now, and I already said this in a video in response to the...
When there's a tax, it's not Islamic.
Well, and keep in mind, this is on the anniversary of Omar Mateen killing 49 people at a nightclub, where he said, I'm doing this for ISIS, I'm doing this for Islam, I pledge allegiance to Allahu Akbar, and I believe it was his parents that migrated here from Afghanistan, if I'm recalling that correctly. But there's obviously a pattern here with the religion of peace, as they're dubbing it. But this is what I think President Trump needs to do to, pun fully intended, trump this travel ban restriction that the Ninth Court continues to bring upon and rename it Countries America Has Bombed in the Last 8 Years Travel Ban.
That's your joke.
We should name it
a ban on countries that legally have it under the law to kill gays.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Ban countries where it's okay to kill homosexual, travel ban. I like that, too. But that's what I'm saying. You change the narrative.
Well, see, they'll say that's a violation of religion, too, because their religion is killing gays. Yeah.
So, but then you force
the gays will, like, wave rainbow flags and go, oh, kill me, liberal! Kill me, it's liberal!
So there you go, though. You make them say that. You make them say that. Just like we go out, Rob Dew and I go out on Saturday, and we don't even say anything. We're walking around with a camera, and what does that do? That makes them act like idiots. That makes them
describe.
Act like
hordes of literal people that, because I watched a lot of this video, where they act like mental patients. They look like mental patients. Describe what you saw.
Well, Dew thinks they're you call it LARPing.
I call it LARP. Yeah, I think they're live-action role-playing. They're playing, and not all these people. Some of these people are violent a-holes. But a lot of these kids, they just want to get out there and scream because they're angry at whatever. They're angry because they have high interest loans. They're angry because they can't get a job.
They're angry at themselves. Course,
but all I know is I've been run over by police for no reason at demonstrations. And
the police are very nice.
They're hitting cops with clubs, man. Let me tell you, one of these people hit me with a club. That's why I can't go to these events. Some guy hits me with a hickory stick, a axe handle. That's a deadly weapon. I'm going to beat the hell out of him.
Alex,
Why did the cops not attack them when they're hitting them with clubs?
Well, that's a funny thing because they can actually think, I would say us for that, alternative media, because we kept the police check, the police state in check. We reported on the...
What do you mean? It's the left terrorist always bringing the police.
But here's what I'm saying.
We need, when those guys hit somebody with a deadly weapon, they need to get their ribs broken.
When you see
the police should have beat the living hell out of these people. They're out there beating up innocent men, women, and children, messing up our First Amendment.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to the next one. That's it.
When you see something like Kelly Thomas getting abused by police, you say, okay, that is wrong. The police were in the wrong there. This is an instance where you have violent...
Back it up where they're attacking the cops with axe handles.
Literally masked. They mask their faces. That shouldn't be legal. You're out here with your face mask because you want to break the law and get away with it, and that should be considered illegal. I completely agree. If I was the police officers, I don't think I would have had the same patience I had as a journalist.
We need to go back to the footage of them hitting them with clubs and hitting you. You guys got hit.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it like to have a bunch of beta, snot-nosed idiots hitting you? I mean, just the scum of the earth, man.
I literally had a 4-foot-tall, I think she was female. She was bumping me and rubbing her granola bar on me and like bumping me like this. I said, are you serious? Are you really trying to intimidate me?
It's a waste of food.
Totally
not the starving people in Africa, and they're going to rub the granola bar on you like that.
It's just ridiculous. And that was just one of the few people getting in my face screaming constantly, the screaming and whistleblowing. These people have no argument. They have no argument. They have no idea what they stand for. So it's scream, cuss you out, put the camera, block your camera. I don't know if you saw the video of the tranny getting in this black guy's face in California over the weekend, got in his face, screaming at the guy over and over again. And finally, she hit him. And the guy's like, that's all you got. And pounded her. it in the ground. It was kind of funny to watch because you sit there and you mess with people, you deserve what you get. You can't continue to mess with people and pretend like you can keep doing it and eventually nobody's going to do anything. No, eventually you're gonna run into the wrong person, just like that person did. I'm a nonviolent person, but I tell you what, you come and hit me with anything too, you're gonna be going home with a headache.
You showed the footage of them hitting cops with axe handles. Yeah. You can kill somebody with that. I mean, granted, they're a bunch of like mutant, you know, chicken necks, but I mean, still, they're with axe handles, man.
No, the police acted with restraint to an extreme degree.
Well, you know why? Because they had the communists over there with their AK-47s, which again, they want to ban our guns, but they're gonna have theirs.
You know, that's an interesting point that you would bring up. If we came to an event like that and we had AKs over our shoulder, leftist media would be freaking
out. They were holding the guns ready to go.
Yeah,
I thought they were menacing people.
Well, Alex, again, they have their faces covered. They have their faces covered.
Yeah, we've had our open carry in cities that have banned it, even though they're violating state law. We did it respectfully. We tell the cops we're coming, and we don't aim guns at people.
And we had people telling me, I caught it on video, I documented the people that were
AKs. We have the new Black Panther Party marching around saying kill cops, man.
Yep.
You got a gun with your finger on the trigger saying kill people. I say they need to go to prison.
Well, they need to be arrested.
They're trying to cause a civil war, just like Ukraine or the Arab Spring. We cannot put up with it.
They really are.
Attorney General needs to start arresting their asses now.
Well, look what happened in Russia recently. George Soros paid protesters, took to the streets, and you know what happened? They got arrested en masse, okay? The police in Russia didn't put up with it, and they arrested them en masse.
So they were funded by Soros.
Yeah, there's the people holding their AK-47s
with their
finger on
the
trigger.
Yeah.
So until these people start getting arrested en masse, until these people literally start getting their blood on the streets by these police officers,
well,
they're going to keep doing it.
Down.
They're going
to
keep doing it.
Knock down their throat, man.
I don't want to do it. I don't look. There's some guy that comes up.
I'm not violent either. They're a bunch of violent thugs trying to overthrow our country. I've always been Mr. Peace. These people are out of control.
What are you supposed to do when a mental midget comes up to you with a plastic bongo drum and a ping pong paddle?
And starts beating
okay?
your face.
Have you ever heard of such nonsense? Yeah. This is apparently an adult man who shows
these
up at this
adults.
Event.
It's arrested development. They are young children in their minds. They have not had to grow up. They've had everything handed to them. They've had helicopter parents. They get participation medals. And this is what you get. This is the fallout of it. You get a bunch of bratty kids. Now, Alex, I talked to one of the founding members of Oath Keepers on Saturday. Look at that. The guy hit him and it gets taken out. He said a civil war is imminent. He said these guys are going to cause a civil war. And people are like, get off her. Well, they weren't doing anything.
Right. How dumb is that tranny? Goes up to a black Trump supporter, punches him in the face. What do you think is going
to
happen?
And then look at all Antifa like, I said that to all these guys. After the one guy tried to shove his little plastic bongo in my face, I retweeted the video. I'm like, I could literally drop every single one of you clowns. That's how pathetic they are. I feel bad. How's your arm? No, but I mean, honestly, it's like what you're saying, dude. I mean, these people they have mental illnesses. They are in arrested development. Part of me feels bad for them, but the other part
of me
is
like, they're not allowed to go overthrow our country for Sharia law.
Well, that's
a peaceful, multiracial crowd against Sharia law, which is literally like being against Nazism. And they're over there attacking the men, women, and children. That's the footage I saw.
I saw only one real debate, and it was one guy saying, well, it's not the genital mutilation's not happening in Texas. It'll never happen in Texas. I'm like, buddy.
It's already started.
Once it starts in one area, it just moves around. And we don't even know if it's happening in Texas right now. We didn't know Kermit Gosnell was cutting the heads off of babies with scissors after they were born until years after it happened. So you're not going to know this stuff until it actually happens. There needs to be investigations into all these
radical
things.
Orthodox Islam is not compatible in the civilized world. What are the elite doing importing millions of these screwballs?
They want to start a civil war.
That's exactly
it.
And Antifa doesn't realize that they're going to be the ones that...
They are the ones who are going to die first because they are going to be on the front lines and they're going to get wasted. I mean,
it's not
they're
what
going
we
to
want.
Get wasted.
It's not what any of us want. It's not what we're calling for. We're calling for the opposite. But it just goes to show you how mindless these people are when you see these videos and you just think... Just think about a train of thought where you're out here protesting basically for Sharia law. You're stopping a anti-Sharia law protest, which Sharia law oppresses women.
And by the way, they're screaming the whole time, don't stop my free speech while they're hitting.
And these are the same people that cried for months about Donald Trump's grab her by the private part comment. So you can't make a comment in a private conversation jokingly about how you're a billionaire and women just basically put themselves on top of you. You're not allowed to talk about that. But it's okay to have Sharia law, which oppresses women and supports female genital mutilation.
Herd them like goats. Remember that one where they're guys with the stick herding the little girls like goats? That's how they treat them. They treat them like, and they treat women like animals.
I'm beginning to wonder, what do you think would happen, though, if like that, the guy who got into it with that tranny, I mean, he dropped that tranny like nothing. I'm wondering, do you think he got arrested? I'm wondering, if we started responding to these people, do you think the police would arrest us? If I decided to just, okay, you know what, buddy? Pop, now he's on the ground. Is the officer going to arrest me? So there's another weird dynamic, because people are not, that's not going to be me. Like I said, I'm a peaceful guy, and I'm out there as a journalist. But there's other people that are not going to take this anymore, Alex, and someone's going to get their block knocked off.
I just can't handle it anymore. That's why I'm going.
I can't imagine if it was you out there, Alex.
I'm not that tough.
But no, Denver, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying
Denver Metro, they were complaining because they hit me on the elbow and back or punch them.
I'm just like,
hey, you just
circus,
hit me. I'm like, dude, you just hit me.
They do that thing where they walk up and bump you. It's like, oh, we're going to bump you. Oh, we're going to bump you. They did it to you at a Trump rally.
Oh, yeah.
A Trump rally protest.
I'm just saying, if I get the attention that I get when I get out there, Alex, I couldn't imagine what they would do to you. They'd probably start throwing things at you.
Well, you heard
like Lauren Sutton.
You, Alex Jones.
F Alex. Oh, and oh, they.
Most of it was about you. Well, tell your boss.
Alex, they fall for the fake news. I don't even want to say this because I don't want to get any credence to the story, but they literally fall for entire fake news saying, oh, well, what about Alex's kids? I'm like, Alex's kids love him. He's in a happy family with them. I just saw him. They're like, yeah, he lost him. I'm like, no, that's literally, they literally fall for fake news.
If it they believe media mainstream matters. Media. They believe
totally
mainstream
wrong.
Media.
Alex's kids are fine. Trust me, I just saw them.
Well, I mean, but they're only with me 6 days a week, so.
So.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, Stephen, Morgan, Tom, O'Brien, Sam. I'm going to get to Holly before Owen Schroyer hosts the fourth hour. Maybe I'll just co-host with these guys. Wow, so much is going on. I knew Trump was for real, but he's delivering on the economy, sovereignty, not letting globalists run our country, and they are pissed, and they want him dead, and they want to shut down all the free speech in this country, and they are just after all of us. They are so despicable. I want to thank you all for your support. If you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're helping the globalist. Plus, we've got the best organic toothpaste without fluoride. It's got the iodine and the colloidal silver that nobody else has got. Super Blue is back in stock. Last day for the sale, 33% off. Sign up for auto ship with additional 10% off. We have 25% off on the BioTrue Selenium and X2 Deep Earth Pure Iodine. That's 25% off. That's the new special, X2 BioTrue Selenium Combo. Life-changing what colloidal silver has done for me when I've been sick or had problems or sore throats. I must say it's going to help you every time, but it helps me a lot better than antibiotics I've taken. 4.9 reviews on the Selenium Survival Shield Combo. Unprecedented ratings there. Also, the X2 has changed my life. Supermel Vitality has changed my life. The BioTrue Selenium has changed my life. It's so amazing what these electrochemical systems do for your body. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The T-shirts, the books, the water filtration, whatever you do, the Brain Force, all of it.
That vitamin and mineral fusion is really good, too.
Absolutely. It's all there. And if you sign up for auto ship, you get 10% off. Cancel any time. But that way, every month or every 2 months or every 3 months, it's one click. You can cancel. You get discounts and then don't have to worry about more of it coming. Or maybe you want your family to take some. Well, sign them up for it. Pay for it. Ship it to them. Whatever you do, keep supporting the broadcast. You make it all possible. Thank you so much. I want to expand in the face of the globalist. Okay, who's up first? Let's go to Stephen in Florida. You've been holding like a trooper. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex and Rob. First of all, Alex, I want to say before I get to what I called in about, which is this Comey situation, you know, I've been listening to you for years, and I want to thank you because, you know, I've discovered so many good products through your advertising on your show. First of all, Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, that is my number one supplement that I take, and I can tell a difference when I run out.
Oh, yeah, that's InfoWarsTeam.com. Their product's great. Our Vitamin Mineral Fusion is similar, but they're both excellent products.
Right, and, you know, I've gotten X2, Supermail, Secret 12, Prostaguard, BioTrue Selenium, Biome Defense, Myco-ZX, Oxy Powder, Liver Shield, Lung Cleanse. The Super Blue Toothpaste is the best toothpaste I've ever used. Caveman, Brain Force, Deep Cleanse, Silver Bullet, and Knockout. And I've also gotten the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System that I can't live without, and the Pro Pure Water
360
Filtration System. And it's all excellent. Both.
And are you a repeat user, too? Steven, do you repeat buying these things?
Oh, yeah. I get, as I can afford it, I get auto ship.
What is your favorite product of all of them?
My go-to product, I take basically the Super Male and the X2 and the Secret 12 every day. But my go-to product has been the Silver Bullet, man. I had the flu really bad when it was going around back in late February, early March. And I don't get sick much. I'm generally really healthy. But I'll tell you, I got it bad. All I did was I took almost a bottle of the Silver Bullet out my vitamin C, and in a week it was gone. I took no antibiotics, nothing else. Just
well, sure, and I can't say it replaces antibiotics. My antibiotics quit working sometimes. It's all your physician. It's just antibiotics that quit working for me with sore throats, and I'll just drink a whole bottle of colloidal silver. Now, technically, that's probably a little bit of a toxic level. I'm not saying you should do that, but it definitely is. Silver is a fact. But now you see silver being sold in stores. I mean, hospitals are using it. I mean,
they put silver in like plastic bags and things that people, you know, Tupperware now. They're impregnating it with silver to keep stuff to last longer. It helps make fruit last longer, vegetables. It's amazing.
We beat them to that. Silver's great. We beat them to the DNA force. We beat them with the iodine.
Yeah.
We were always beating
them. Hey, you're awesome, Steven. You're awesome. I need to call them about Comey hearings.
Thank you.
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. We're going into fourth hour.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our